No, you know, I'm couldn't be happier to be here. You know, with the new ownership group coming in and a few new players and the guys already in the team and the coaching staff, you know, it's an exciting time to be a Minnesota Thunder player.
And how did this come about? When did you find out that you've been traded?
It's probably about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Maybe closer to a week. I found out the talks were going on, and basically my Atlanta coach basically wanted to know if I was interested in being involved in the trade, and I said, yeah, let's get the ball rolling, and here I am a week later in Minnesota. So.
Okay, but now you're going from a team that I believe played in the title game to a team that didn't make the playoffs. Does that raise any concerns for you?
No, not at all, not at all. You know, that was 2007, that's next week, 2008 season. It's a whole new game, and you know, looking forward to getting back in the playoffs, and you know, if not more next year.
And what do you see? I know it's early, and you don't even know who's going to be on the spot around you exactly. But what do you see as your role for the Thunder?
You know, positional wise, I'll probably be out wide in the left.
Okay.
Basically, anywhere they need me to play, I'll try and fill that role. But you know, predominantly, I would assume I would be on the left somewhere, because I'm left footed. So
is that where you were last year, pretty
much?
Or?
Yeah. Okay. Played up wide, and then had the occasional appearance at forward. So.
Okay.
And what do you think about Sunday's game, chance to play against the LA Galaxy and David Beckham, and we should forget Landon Donovan?
Yeah, well, yeah. No, it's great for the Minnesota Thunder. It's great for the community around here to you know, get the word out about, you know, the team here. And you know, it's important for us to have a good showing to build a fan base for next year. To let them know that we can also play. It's going to be fun. It's a challenge for us. You know, I'm sure we'll make it a challenge for them as well. So
this is not all that different for some of the other players than for you coming in here, because there are so many new players on this roster.
Right. You know, it's like I said, we're still getting to know each other. You know, it's been a fun week, and you know, it'll be nice to end it with a game on Sunday, and you know, hopefully we can get a result. And like I said, the Minnesota guys that are here are going to play. It'll be nice to see them next year.
So are you going to be in the area? Are you moving here, or have you moved here? What's that?
I live in Memphis, Tennessee. That's where I'm from.
Okay.
After the game, I'll go back there and probably report back, you know, a few weeks before preseason to find a place to live and everything else.
You saying you'd rather be warm in the winter than cold?
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's nice to actually have a winter in Memphis. You know, I don't even know that there's seasons anymore there. It's just kind of getting hot and humid all the time. So it's nice to step out and at least need a jacket.
And will you play it? Will you play in those months when you're down in Memphis?
Yeah, and train with the University of Memphis team. I think they're in the top 25 right now. So, and they have, you know, great facilities over there.
Okay.
So use that to stay in shape and everything. And
do you work with that team then? Actually?
I went there.
Okay.
From there, so you know, I have a good relationship with the coach, and he lets me come out and train and use the facilities.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, as far as coaching anything, no, I don't coach there. But just go out there and have fun and work about the team and everything. It's a good environment.